Sean Smith has joined me at Javapolis. How are you today, Sean?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Excellent, excellent. What do you think of the show so far?
It's very busy. It's a big conference, a lot bigger than I seem to remember it being.
Any highlights?
Well, so far, actually, the bookstall is where I've been spending my time. I've been working at the booth and Oracle booth and the Eclipse booth a bit here. But I picked up Groovy in Action. I recently got sort of re-interested in Groovy. It's one of those things where you see it and you go, I should look into that. And you never do. You download it 12 times. And finally, it's 1.0 and so on. So picked up the book, determined to read it on the way home.
Excellent. So how did your talk go?
It was one of the almost lightning round talk, you know, like we have at EclipseCon, because I had a lot of material and I had trimmed it down to the half an hour slot I had, but still it was too much. And so it actually really helped me focus on what is the message I wanted to get out, which was, you know, you got to be careful when you're choosing your tools, you got to have what you need, and hopefully they saw in the demos that the things I was showing them were of the quality that they should be looking for. So.
And the talk you did was on JPA, specifically DALI and Eclipse Link?
Yeah, so it was the combination of the two. First, it was showing them how DALI helps with JPA development and the things that the sort of value add it adds beyond, you know, Notepad, that kind of thing. And beyond the JDT in Eclipse, too. What is it that does beyond just syntax, which is... Because you can do JPA and JDT and you'd be happy enough, I suppose, but you won't get any semantic validation. So demo the semantic validation that DALI does. And then went from there, after building the application, then started running some demos running on Eclipse Link runtime. So it was sort of a design time and runtime. And it's one of those messages we're trying to get across, right, which is that at Eclipse there's also runtimes. And it's hard to make that come across. So I had a diagram, hopefully. This is design time, this is runtime, and there were Eclipse logos on both sides. So it's new for people. It's pretty hard for them to get that idea.
Do you find that people have a hard time understanding that DALI is a tool for developing code that runs on a JPA implementation, and or do people perceive DALI as a JPA implementation itself?
No, they're okay with the tooling part. They just start to think the runtime is part of the design time, you know, so that when I hit run, this is a DALI thing, and it's not DALI anymore. It's like when you hit run in Eclipse, you're running on the JVM, right? You're no longer in Eclipse per se. So maybe it's the seamlessness of the experience that you lose track of the site, or lose track of the fact that you're actually deploying and not just on the IDE anymore. So I don't know.
So is there anything new in the DALI implementation?
DALI is working on 2.0, so they're pretty deep in feature development and that kind of thing. So at this point in time, there are milestone builds that are coming out with new features in them. People can download that now. In Eclipse Link, things are pretty busy with us. We shipped our milestone 3, I think it is, this week. And we're pretty busy with a number of initiatives, finding some file formats that need to be done. And so it's pretty cool for the team to be out there having these open public discussions, open sources, a new experience for some of the people on the team. So that's pretty cool.
How is the experience of moving TopLink into Eclipse been?
It's funny, I think in your talk you mentioned the rigorous IP review process, and I did laugh because it's rigorous. And it's all for the good. I mean, it's something that fortunately it's parallel. So we got to work while we did the IP process, you know, review in parallel. And it's good for us. I mean, it's great to have people looking at your code, making sure it's clean. And I did like your message about, you know, making sure that the people who are consuming the software can feel confident that what they're getting is not encumbered with, you know, software that doesn't belong to the authors. So that was pretty good.
So what are some of the challenges currently facing the Eclipse Link team?
Well, for me, I've been sort of looking into the OSGI packaging issue for us. And it was good because we started getting some community feedback on things they'd like. So it's really interesting because we were thinking of a fairly, I guess, mundane approach to it. And so, you know, coming from a Java perspective, it's Java. And a fellow from the community had proposed a more OSGI service-oriented approach. So we're all learning at the Eclipse Link project about OSGI. So for us, it's a whole new world. But it's really interesting. So far, we've got some different things working, and we're looking for more community input on what they want to see in the OSGI sort of version of Eclipse Link.
So you, as I understand it, we spoke earlier, and you have... figured out how to get Eclipse Link into a bundle and,
yep,
or a collection of bundles and use that in a RCP application or in an Equinox-based application.
That's right, yeah. So far it's all packaged up and I can run some JNet tests. plugin tests. But I'm also involved in the Teneo project, and in Teneo we're doing persistence for EMF models with JPA. And so one of the prerequisites was that we get Eclipse Link packaged as a bundle for RCP app, exactly. So in Teneo we've kind of been holding off until this became available, and even though we're not releasing it yet, I guess, or we haven't figured out how to put it into CVS, or sorry, Subversion, exactly, but we know how to do it, so we'll take that, and that really gives Teneo the chance to get going. So that's kind of cool that we can now move on with Teneo.
I understand there was some issue with TopLink. The way that the JPA implementation works, it modifies classes as it loads.
Right. So that one we haven't solved. Thanks, Wayne. Yeah. The bytecode weaving thing. So it's an optional feature, but Eclipse Link does use bytecode weaving to introduce some proxies in certain scenarios, and so far we haven't figured that out. So the only thing I've seen is over on Equinox, and I have to get myself in touch with some of the Equinox guys, is on their wiki they have a thing called Equinox Transforms, and I have no idea if it's appropriate, but it looks worth investigating. I talked about transforming classes, which is exactly what I'm talking about. So there's a, like I said, there's a whole new world for us, so we're just really just getting into it.
Is there any other interesting challenges in Eclipse Link land?
No, I don't think any challenges so much. People are nose to the grindstone, really, getting the first release out. So we're on milestone 3. We're still in the IP review process, but we really want to get something out to the community as soon as possible, 1.0. That's our big thing.
Now, I know that there's an awful lot of people using TopLink in the world. Has there been a lot of interest in Eclipse Link?
Yeah. We've had the question of how do I, migrate. And fortunately, we have a good story because we had to migrate. We had to migrate the product into Org Eclipse Persistence, and so we have the same scripts and tools for transforming older TopLink code over to Eclipse Link. So but there are people who are showing up and saying, hey, how do I do that?
Yeah. Is Eclipse Link going to be part of the Ganymede release train?
Wow, yesterday you mentioned Ganymede, and I thought, oh, that might come up. We haven't decided yet. We're hoping to get out as soon as possible to a 1.0. So at this point, Ganymede's looking like the right time frame. But I'm not going to commit.
Fair enough. All right. How's the show going for Oracle?
It's pretty busy over there, actually. Yeah. Maybe it's a good spot. We're by the food, which is always good. But it's actually quite busy, and people have a lot of interest. This is a good thing about Java Polis is people are pretty good about coming up, asking questions. People aren't standoffish. It's a pretty user community kind of conference. People have a lot of questions they're going to ask them.
Sure.
That's great.
Have you seen Princess Leia?
Yes, she's at the booth beside me, and I like to look at her all day.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Sean. It was nice talking to you, and hope you enjoy the rest of the show.